This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
Today I'm joined by Wellness by D, led by Donna Murray, who's a passionate holistic therapist specialising in Reiki and sound healing. In a world where stress and burnout have become the norm, Donna helps people slow down and reset through energy-based therapies. From easing anxiety to improving sleep, her work's all about reconnecting the mind, the body and energy. We're diving into what Reiki is this evening and sound healing as well. Why are so many people turning to them and what are the real benefits that they can bring to everyday life? Donna, thank you for joining me on the show. First off, for anyone who doesn't know, what exactly is Reiki and how does it work?
So Reiki is a gorgeous hands-on energy treatment. So it's a really gentle universal energy that I am attuned to. I think the thing that I didn't realize, I used to go for Reiki myself and never really understood it, but knew that it done something really magical for me. So, you know, we all have that energy within us, and I went off and I trained into it. So you do like your level 1, 2, and 3. So I'm a Reiki master. And when people come for their first time, it's actually really magical, because for a lot of people, they come, they feel that there's something, you know, a little bit off kilter. And what Reiki does is it's a gorgeous energy that comes through my hands and onto the different chakra systems within the body, the energy systems. So it's very gentle, very peaceful.
What drew you to studying it yourself, becoming the master of it or a master in it, as you said? Because I know you've touched on there that you went for the first time and you got it done and you just knew that it was something really magical. And now you've made it your career, if you like.
Yeah, I suppose, look, I was going through a bit of a rough time myself. I went through a separation and I realized that there was a time in my life I needed a little bit of extra help. And I came across some really good people that were, you know, from the holistic side of things. I'd done a bit of talk therapy, which I'm a big believer in too. But when you combine both from the holistic side. So I obviously, when I was receiving Reiki, I just had this interest to find out a little bit more about it. And I traveled down to an amazing lady, Liz Riley, in Wexford, and entered her gorgeous yurt for the first time and didn't really know why I was there. I think for a lot of people, you know, even now that I do train in myself, they arrive not really knowing how they've been called for it, but you just end up being brought to this gorgeous energy. But I knew there was something about it that made me feel a lot more balanced, a lot more, you know, calm. It's really good for anxiety. It's very good for depression, along with, you know, conventional medicine as well. But it was something that I just, as soon as I started to train in, I thought, this is magical. And I love sharing it with people. And I think it's a really gorgeous thing, because when you bring it into your own life, it actually has a gorgeous ripple effect for the people around. So even though for people who, you know, I family members who may not understand it completely, but they can see the calm that has brought into my life.
It's a healing process, first and foremost, for so many people. But I know it can likely be quite daunting as well. How do people usually feel during and after a treatment?
I'm delighted you asked that, because it is very daunting. You know, when people arrive in, I suppose they have been looking for something. And for a lot of people that come to me, it's their first time, which I absolutely love, because I love explaining the process. I love, you know, seeing when they arrive in that there's something that maybe is having, like, weighing on them heavily. And they get up on the bed. It's very gentle. You know, it's they lie up in the bed, they close their eyes, and all they need to do is have an open heart and mind. So I explained the whole process to them. But while they're receiving the energy, you know, heat, they might feel cold. So the energy goes in through the different energy points in our body, through the different chakras, and it goes to the parts of the body that need it the most. So I suppose over time, what happens is, through life and through, you know, having to deal with stuff, we can chat about certain things that happen, but our body actually holds on to certain traumas, you know, certain negative energy. So what Reiki does, it comes in really gently and helps shift that energy that we no longer need. And so while you're having a Reiki treatment, you just feel really peaceful, but you can feel kind of the energy moving. So it can be a clearing through your feet. So a little bit of cold, a little bit of heat. Sometimes your body can move slightly, but overall, when they leave, they feel a lot more peaceful, a lot more balanced, and a lot more lighter.
It's nice to get someone to break it down, because sometimes you see videos on social media of people, like, it looks like they're going through an awful ordeal when they're getting something done, like, energy-wise. It might not necessarily be Reiki, but it's nice to kind of take that away from it and look at it from your point of view as someone who delivers Reiki all the time. Moving on to sound healing, though, I know it's becoming more and more popular. It's a bit of a probably a buzz word when it comes to holistic healing in general. Can you explain what sound healing involves?
Yeah, so do you know what, it kind of works on similar preference to Reiki, as in it helps remove and kind of release stuck energy within the body. And it brings a beautiful feeling of balance, similar to Reiki as well, an emotional balance. But what it does, there's a couple of different sound healing that I would offer. So I offer a one-to-one and I offer a sound bath, which is a group session, which is beautiful. But both are equally as effective. So I suppose with the one-to-one, it's where I work with the client and we place the Tibetan singing bowls upon the body, and it just releases the energy from different areas. And what it does with sound and vibration, it actually helps promote healing within the body, both on a physical and emotional level. And when you come to a sound bath, you know, most people find that they go into a really gorgeous deep relaxation. So I think a lot of healing happens, you know, both physically and emotionally when we're relaxed. And some people feel like they've kind of floated off to somewhere else. And others just can feel a lot of the vibrations within the body. So again, it's really good for, you know, anyone going through anxiety or depression. It just helps balance and, you know, calm the nervous system. So it's beautiful. Both of them work really, really well.
Is it a case that you can pair Reiki and sound healing together? They can be standalone sessions, I imagine, but do they work quite well as a pair?
Yeah, they actually do. So I do a really gorgeous session. I actually am a cacao practitioner as well. So I do a cacao ceremony. So this would be a one-on-one or for couples as well. It's really popular. And so we do a gorgeous cacao ceremony to start off. And then we do the one-on-one sound healing and then finish off with Reiki. And because both of them are very, they work really, really well together. People find by the end of it, it's like a complete body reset.
What exactly is a cacao ceremony? May I pick up on that?
Yeah.
I know cacao as the food.
Basically.
Yeah, I know the cacao is the food, but I'm not sure, have I missed a trick by not knowing exactly what a cacao ceremony is? So I may as well ask. So I'm lovely. Sure someone else is thinking it.
So it's really nice. So what we do is when we have cacao and ceremony, it's basically, you know, you're bringing in a lot more meditation into it. So it is more intentional. So you can have cacao at any time, you know, but when you actually do it in ceremony, it just adds a little bit more magic into it. So it's very connecting in with the heart, you know, connecting in with how you're feeling. And it really opens up the heart and it allows that energy just to flow. So when you combine that with the likes of sound therapy and Reiki, it's very magical.
Interesting. You learn something new every day. I'm sure that you know this yourself from it being holistic healing. I'm sure you meet people that are skeptical all of the time, whether they come to you for sessions or whether they're telling you about their own family who are very skeptical of it. How do you deal with the skeptics? Like, what would you kind of say to them to explain where you're coming from with all of this?
It's so funny because my dad would be one of those, you know, and he completely supports me, but he's like, that's really good for you, you know. I think just the thing about these things is if you are not open to them, you're not going to feel the benefits. But for Reiki or for sound healing, if you go, you have to be open heart and open mind. And it's one of those things, especially with Reiki, like I could explain to you all day the benefits, how it feels, how gorgeous you feel after, the peace. But until you experience it, It's, you know, it's one of those things that has to be felt to really understand. And I understand as well that this isn't for everybody. And I'm very conscious of that, that it's not. But I'm just really glad that more people are getting into the holistic side of things. You know, like Instagram is amazing for sharing so much knowledge. It can be a curse as well, but it's actually very good for opening people up to different modalities that are being offered. So what I would say is, look, if somebody is going through a bit of a hard time and you found that you're not really getting anywhere with other things, why not give it a try? You know, Reiki has absolutely no contraindicators. You know, there is, it's only positive that can ever come of it. So, you know, be open to these things and maybe give it a try. Maybe it's a thing that you will find will be your thing.
Sometimes things are just worth a go. Isn't that what they say? So you don't know until you've given it a try. And there will always be people that will be hesitant about it. I mean, I've never done anything like this myself. And I do like that it's used alongside conventional medicine as well. Like you seem to have even mentioned that yourself, that it's very important that it's combined in an appropriate way. Yeah. But if there is someone feeling a bit stressed out this evening or out of balance and they're listening to you, what first step would you recommend they take?
I would say, you know, have a little look out there, see if it is something that you're feeling open to. There's so many things we can do for ourselves that are really good to help us feel a little bit more, you know, grounded in our body. Because a lot of the times when we're not feeling great, it can be that we're just a little bit off kilter. You know, some of the simple things are like going out your back garden and taking off your shoes and socks. It might sound absolutely mad, but, you know, there's scientific research to say how good that is for us. But from a holistic spiritual point of view, it's really good to just ground yourself into nature, into the ground. Getting out for a walk, so good. You know, making sure that we're getting enough sleep, drinking plenty of water, all the things that people tell us. But sometimes when you're feeling like that, you find it really difficult to do those simple things. So I would say if you're open to the holistic side, definitely reach out to somebody. You know, if it's not me, I can put you in touch with somebody else. But there are some really good people out there, and people come to me for their first Reiki session, and it's incredible to see how they transform within that hour and just feel a little bit more themselves, a little bit lighter, a little bit calmer.
If people want to get in touch with you or follow along with your journey on social media, where can they find you, Donna?
So I am on Instagram. So my Instagram handle is wellness.byd.
Well, Donna, thank you so much for joining me on the show
and
informing all of us on all of the information about Reiki and sound healing. I'm sure it's definitely piqued curiosity this evening, and I look forward to catching up to you again on the show.
Brilliant. Thank you, Valerie. Appreciate it.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.